Let me give you an example of a champion sales dog. There was no magic, no gimmick, and he was selling a service that had no major bells and whistles over the competition. It's just that he was a sales dog. Years ago, he was selling health insurance in Austin, Texas. As an account manager, he was prospecting for new businesses that needed health insurance for their employees. He happened into a small office in which could be seen about a dozen people scurrying around assembling personal computers. There were tables stacked with circuit boards and boxes lying all around. He asked to see the owner and was directed toward a 20-year-old sitting at a back table working. It turned out that this young fellow had just left the University of Texas and had decided to build his own company assembling PCs. My friend the sales dog had a hunch about this guy's vision for the company that he wanted to build. The problem was that the sales dog's insurance company would not write a policy for a company with fewer than 50 employees. Our young PC guru had only 16. For my friend, the real sales pitch had to begin. He went through his manager, around the organization, and everywhere he could to get around this deal-breaking rule. His boss said no. But for a real sales dog, that means go. Through impetuous selling and bending a few rules, he was able to secure the business. Within 1 year, this little business went from 16 employees to a staff of 500. That guy behind the table was Michael Dell, and his company is now legendary. This is a valuable lesson. To be a great sales dog, you sometimes have to jump fences to get to the goal. You have to be willing to bend the rules, to sacrifice a few sacred cows to get the best deals. Many times, that means the toughest sell is to your own team or your own company. If it adds value to all concerned and it's legal, ethical, and moral, do not cower after the first no. The best part of this story, however, is that my friend lost the business to another large healthcare insurer soon after Dell had grown to 500 employees. The day he lost it, he started his sales cycle all over again. A true sales dog never quits. He could not seem to get an appointment or get the attention of anyone at Dell. He took on the detective hat of a basset hound and started researching like crazy. In a Dell annual report, he found the name of a person on Dell's board of directors who was also a senior manager for his company. My friend got on the phone and called his head office to track down this lead. After many calls, letters, and attempts, my friend got this manager to agree to give a referral to the key buyer in Dell. Did he get the business? No. The fellow at Dell claimed he was happy and did not want to entertain the idea of switching again. Our sales dog friend began what would become a long process of building a relationship with this individual. He invited him to benefits and sporting events, and he provided a continuous stream of timely information to this buyer. Information that was not necessarily promoting our friend's company, but was helpful to the person at Dell in keeping up with the changing demands of the insurance industry in a growing company. He built a truly connected relationship with this fellow, until one day, the competitor faltered. There was a phone call, a few exchanged words, and our sales dog and his firm were back in. By now, Dell had 1,500 employees. By the time my friend left to go to work as the head of sales and marketing at another healthcare insurer, Dell was up to 15,000 employees. Nice commission checks.